The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And welcome to the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Deb Lonser hopefully will join us soon to reach Dr. Mike on the show today. The email address, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. 34 past the hour, the guest segment. Alzheimer's disease among one of the greatest healthcare problems of the 21st century. Almost 6 million people suffer with Alzheimer's in this country. 1 in 10 over the age of 65 has it. And it's the sixth leading cause of death in this country. No known cure, but they say certain foods can be effective in the battle against dementia, actually lowering the risk of Alzheimer's. Dr. Marwan Sabbah is the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. He'll join us at 34 past the hour. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen.
How are you, Joe?
Well, I'm sitting in a studio and it's not dark. That's a good thing.
You mean outside it isn't dark.
It isn't dark.
And inside the studio isn't dark either.
No, there's always light in the studio, thankfully. But again, at the end of the we do the show at the end of the day, and we're pulling out of darker days. And this weekend, for those of you who do it, it's spring ahead. It's the start of saving time. It's not savings time, although people say savings time, but it's daylight saving time. So we flip our clocks ahead 1 hour, and we lose that dreaded 1 hour of extra sleep that'll be coming in the overnight Saturday and the Sunday, although most people probably set their clock before they go to bed or when they wake up on Sunday. So we lose that extra hour of sleep. How critical is that for a lot of people?
Well, for a lot of people, it leaves them, if you will, especially the loss, leaves them groggy and sleep deprived, especially on the Monday morning. So what you should do is go to bed, if you haven't done it already. We like to go to bed 15 minutes earlier each night and try and get up 15 minutes earlier each day for 4 days in advance. So when the actual day comes, it's a 15-minute change and you've gradually done it. When you get up, there's some tricks you can do, such as, since it's a Sunday, go out and exercise, make sure you get exposed to bright light as soon as possible, and then go to bed, if you will, the full hour earlier on Sunday night, so that on Monday you can get up with a normal amount of sleep.
Okay, so the Wednesday before Saturday, when we set our clocks ahead this weekend.
So this past Wednesday, we should have done that.
Yes, but it's too late, I guess, for this year.
But
right?
On the other hand, you start today, get 30 minutes today, go to bed 30 minutes earlier today and 30 minutes earlier tomorrow, and right, at least you'll be on the way. It won't be as ideal. And then when you get up tomorrow, immediately get out and expose yourself to bright light. As soon as you get up at a normal time, not an hour later. Get up at the normal time you get up. So set your alarm, get up earlier, which would be an hour earlier than you normally get up, if you will. That is, if you normally get up at 6:47, you'd be getting up at 5:47 in the old time, 6:47 current time on tomorrow morning. And then expose yourself to bright light so you shift your brain. That is what you want to do. The whole exercise is not just so you feel rested, but so that you shift your circadian rhythm of your brain so that it releases, because you have different hormones being released by your brain to get you ready for the day and the shift to get you ready for the night. And so you want to do those, make those ready for you so that you can function as well as possible, especially important for teenagers for some reason.
What is a circadian rhythm? What does circadian mean?
Circadian means just the clock based on the time of day.
Do most people feel better or worse when we set our clocks ahead, as we do this weekend, or in the fall when we set our clocks back and we get the extra hour of rest and we get a longer day?
You know, there probably is data on that, but I don't know that data. But I can tell you that from an accident standpoint, most people There are more accidents when you have a in the spring than in the fall. Mm. On the other hand, there are more school kid crossing injuries in the fall than in the spring because of the daylight change.
So, I would think most people, because you get that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day now, beginning this weekend, that would probably make people feel pretty good. You know, it did me. It does me when I see.
I don't know.
Well,
what's the answer? Have you looked at the data?
No, I just know what I'm speaking from my own personal experience.
I thought you might know the answer to that.
No, it'll probably be a little more difficult for me to go to bed at night, because now in the east where I am in Syracuse, the sunlight is, we have sunlight out about 6:15, 6:30. So now beginning Sunday morning, it'll be 7:15, 7:30. So, and I go to bed real early because my show starts really early in the morning. So, but I get used to that. You have to sleep. They also say this weekend is the worst weekend. When you talk to members of the clergy, this is one of the worst weekends for church attendance. For some reason, people are always, they're an hour late, right, getting to church. So they typically find attendance at Sunday services at most churches down because of the change in the clock. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So the sermons in a Catholic mass are usually low-key sermons on the day after you set the clocks clocks back. That's what they say.
They don't want to waste good material on.
Right. We have our guest at 34 past the hour on Alzheimer's disease, and that is one of the top medical stories of the week. I think I mentioned in the intro it's the sixth cause of death in the country, but it is the fastest growing health threat, right?
It is, and it should, you know, it'll increase 3 to 4-fold by 2050, and will cost us $1 trillion a year in care if we don't figure out a way of delaying it. Now, the interesting thing, and Marwan Sabah, who is our guest, he wrote the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. Wonderful book, and he is a brilliant researcher in this area. He calls himself we'll ask him what he calls himself. It's a fun name. But in fact, what he says is that if we can postpone it 20 years on average, we can actually have it not affect us, because if you just delayed the average age from 85 to 105, most of us would die of other things. He says, in fact, if you can delay it 40 years to 125, virtually no one would have it, and it wouldn't affect us. And he thinks that food, and we'll go through why he thinks that, and avoiding cigarettes, keeping thin, and especially the diet, are ways that he says we as individuals can, in fact, prevent this.
Why do we call it
delay? It's not a full prevention; it's a delay, yeah. And the delay is great enough so it will serve out as a prevention.
Why do we call it Alzheimer's? I think is it senility, essentially? Is that what it is?
Well, Alzheimer's is a specific pathology that involves what are called tangles and these amyloid, it's both tau tangles and amyloid protein extrusion around cells, which causes neuron inflammation around the neurons, that is an inflammatory response, and decreased number of neurons and volume in the brain, especially the hippocampus. And we've talked about how to increase the size of your hippocampus. There's only one organ in the body where size really matters, and that's your hippocampus in your brain.
Well,
if you have a big hippocampus, you'll have much better memory.
All right, right after the break, can you be bribed into losing weight? And we are eating fewer calories, but getting fatter. Some of the other top medical stories of the week. So you want to stay with us. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.